And recording is going.
Thank you. Good morning. I am Fred Wade, chairman of the Washington State Collection Agency Board, and it is now 10 o'clock on Thursday, March 20, 2025, and I am calling this board meeting to order. This meeting is open to the public. We will be providing an opportunity for public comment at the end of the meeting. As a courtesy, we encourage participants to mute themselves when they are not speaking to reduce the background noise. Of course, that comes with one challenge, and that is remembering to unmute yourself when you are speaking. Also, for board members, to help us capture information correctly, please state your name when making comments. Thank you. At this time, I would like to ask Program Specialist Alyssa Woods to call roll to confirm the attendance of all board members. Once Alyssa has called your name, please respond by verbally stating here to confirm your attendance.
Thank you, Chair Wade. I'll start with you. Chair Wade?
Here.
Vice Chair Case?
Here.
Board Member Smith?
Here.
Board Member Murphy?
Here.
All right, thank you. Back to you, Chair Wade.
Thank you. We'll now move on to approval of the agenda. Is there a motion to approve today's agenda?
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
Okay, who was that speaking? Justin?
Yes.
Board okay. Member. And is there a second?
This is Denise. I will second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion to approve today's agenda, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Next, we move to the approval of the minutes of September 26, 2024. Is there a motion to approve the September 26, 2024 meeting minutes?
This is Mark Case. I'll move to approve the September 26, 2024 meeting minutes.
All right. Is there a second?
And this is Denise, and I will second.
Any discussion? All in favor of the motion to approve the minutes, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Any opposed? Any abstentions? The next two items on our agenda is new business. Sydney will present these items.
And I apologize. That was a typo. I didn't catch. This is actually going to be old business. We're going to start with item 5.1. And this will be our WAC review committee update. At the September 24 meeting, the board had designated a WAC review committee specifically to review WAC 308-29-085 based on a number of requests for waivers and clarification that we've received regarding this WAC. So the board designated a committee to take a look at that. One of the members of that committee was now former board member Sam Leonard, who has resigned their position on the board. And so because of that resignation, this committee was not able to meet over the past 6 months. So what we will be looking for some board direction on is how to proceed. We do have other board members who could volunteer to join that committee, and then we can move that committee work forward. Or we also have an open recruitment for Mr. Leonard's position, as well as Mr. Case, who is serving in a replacement is appointed position right now due to his term expiring the end of last year. So we can wait until those are appointed, or we can take a volunteer from the board as it exists right now to move this committee work forward. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions, but just looking for board direction on how you want to proceed on this.
This is Denise. I would be willing to volunteer if the board agrees.
I'm agreeable to that, and I get this is Justin, and I'm agreeable to Denise doing that. And does it stay the same committee with Mark and Denise, or is there a risk of Mark not being there come the September meeting?
There is that risk, but I think we can also begin that committee work and then just carry over any notes if an appointment were to happen prior to the September meeting and Mr. Case were no longer on the board. We would share any work that's been done by the committee at that point with any new members, and then just kind of provide we would be providing a report to the entire board in September anyway. So that'll get everybody up to speed, and then we'll proceed with moving whoever would take Mark's place on the committee into that role.
I guess my one concern is I would hope to have something to vote on in September, since we've been postponing this seemingly for a couple of meetings now. So I would, you know, happily let Mark stay on the committee, but I would ask if something happens that, I mean, is there a way to do a replacement member on the committee if that should happen, so we could keep the committee work going and have an actual presentation to vote on in September.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we can do is to formalize it. What we can do is that Chair Wade can appoint, it would be you who would be taking that place. So as long as you're okay with being in that, you know, kind of alternate position, then if Mark were to be, termed off the board, then we would just ask Chair Wade to appoint you to the committee and just keep that committee work rolling forward.
I'd be willing to do that.
This is Mark. Do we just get in front of this now and replace Justin or replace me with, have Justin replace me right now?
That's entirely up to you guys.
I mean, I'm already on the other work group committee. Okay. I'm happy to be on both. But I'll leave that up to you, Mark. If you want to stay on this one and start it, go ahead. If you want to go ahead and bow out, I can do both. It's fine.
I have no problem staying on. I forgot about that.
All right, then we'll be reaching out to both of you here in the next week or so to get that committee meeting scheduled, and we'll get that work rolling forward. So we apologize for the delay. Unfortunately, unforeseen circumstances, we really just can't have a committee of one. And with this being a 5-member board, that just kind of limits us on committee work when we have resignations. So, all right. And then, Chair Wade, if you're okay, I'll just roll right on into 5.2.
Sure.
All right. And unfortunately, very similar update on this one, again, with the resignation of former board member Leonard. The committee that was established to take a look at the legal financial obligations, again, we can't have a committee of one person, so that committee work did not move forward these past 6 months. However, we have submitted the request for the Attorney General opinion, so that is with the AG's office and is moving forward through that process. We really won't get any indication on timeline or anything that's looking like at this point. But the letter has been submitted, and if and when we hear something, we will certainly let the board know, especially if it's going to be in between meetings, if there's an update, even if it's just a, hey, if we've received this, here's the timeline. If there's any communication like that, we'll keep the board apprised what's going on. The board, again, did also appoint a committee to review this. I know that this is a much more hot button topic. There's a lot of energy and emotion around this topic on both the industry side as well as consumer protection side. So I would just advise some caution as we move forward with this committee and any potential replacement, that, you know, if the board does want to, because this has a little bit more time that's outside of the board's control with the Attorney General opinion, I think there's a little bit more space on this one. If you guys wanted to wait to appoint another member to this committee until the next meeting, when hopefully we have a full board. But I am also hear what you guys want to do, if you would like to go ahead and move forward. So Justin is already on this one. I know at the last meeting, Denise had volunteered to represent the public side on this one. So however you guys would like to move forward with that.
If Denise is still willing to be on both, I'd prefer to move forward. I don't like continually kicking these things down the road. And I know there's some feelings on this one, but I've got some ideas that aren't super complicated, and I don't personally think they're all that objectionable. So I would like to get the committee moving so we can have another one, something to vote on in September, or at least present.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I agree with Justin. I don't think this needs to be a hot button topic. I think that we're all professionals here and we have a good perspective on both causes.
This is Mark. I agree. And just as Justin pointed out before, this would be on the other issue. I think this would be the third or fourth meeting we've been trying to advance this. So I'd like to proceed as well if we can.
Okay. Sounds like the board is good with that. So again, we'll reach out to the two of you to schedule something. You'll hear from us within the next week, and I anticipate the meeting will be in April. And just as a reminder for the board members of the public who are listening, at the last board meeting, the board did give direction that this would also include members from the Attorney General's Office, Consumer Protection Division, and other interested areas of the public. So we'll be working with Chair Wade to identify those additional members as well. All right. Well, if there are no other questions, then I'll hand it back over to Chair Wade.
Okay, and now we'll go into new business. And the first item of new business is election of officers. The board will elect a vice chair for the upcoming year. And at this time, I would open up the floor for nominations. Or nomination for vice chair.
I nominate Justin Murphy.
I was going to nominate Denise. if you want me to do it, Denise, I'll happily do it.
Yeah, if you could do it this year. I have some other obligations coming down with a new position I hold, so I want to make sure that with the new two task force that I'm on, I give all my full attention that I need to in each area.
I will accept Denise's. This is Board Member Murphy. I will accept Denise's nomination.
This is Mark Case. I'll move to second.
Okay, so I've heard okay, is there a motion to approve the elected vice chair?
I motion to approve the vice chair, Justin Murphy. This is Denise.
And I know, Mark, you've second, but is there a second?
This is Mark Case. I'll second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor of the motion to approve Justin Murphy as the vice chair, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
I will abstain from nominating myself.
Okay. And Justin abstains. Motion carries.
I was going to say, Justin, you can vote on this. There's no financial benefit to you on it, so there's no conflict. You can vote for yourself on this one.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Next is an update on travel for the 2025 North American Collection Agency Regulatory Association annual meeting.
Yeah, it's a mouthful. So this is going to be a little bit of a different update from the one we normally provide at this meeting every year. And I just realized we did not have a report out from Board Member Murphy on his attendance at NACARA last year. So I think we'd be fine to go ahead and do that under this or under announcements later in the agenda, whichever you're more comfortable with. But currently the state has a budget freeze that is ongoing that was put in place by Governor Inslee. It is being continued under Governor Ferguson. With that has come a travel freeze as well that's been considered is basically non-essential. So for any non-essential travel, we're not getting approved. I don't anticipate that that will still carry over to September of this year, but I am not the governor, and so I don't know what that's going to look like. And at this point, we have no indications as the budget process moves forward through the legislature. We just don't know what that's going to look like for the rest of this year. So what I would like to propose for the 2025 NACARA annual meeting is if we could ask the board to designate an attendee on behalf of the board the same way that we normally would, but with the asterisk that we may not be able to get that travel approved. So I just wanted to make the board fully aware of that, that it's something that's completely outside of our control. I think if any of you are planning to attend just personally through your personal business, that's a different topic, and that can, we can work out how that works. But in terms of traveling on behalf of the state, we're just kind of in a frozen situation at the moment.
Well, first off, I would be happy to give an update of the last one under this while we're here, if we want to go that route. And secondly, I believe Denise had a conflict last year, and that's how I got to go. And we had said that Denise would be next on the list, so I would nominate Denise Smith to go to NACARA if we're able to this year. I move to nominate Denise Smith as the representative for the Collection Agency Board for Washington to go to NACARA, should we be able to travel.
And this is Mark. I'll second that.
Okay. And all in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah. No opposed, no abstentions. Motion carries. Justin, you are you can proceed with your report if you like.
All right. I didn't prepare anything for this, so I'll do it a little bit off the cuff, but that is okay. One of the major topics and focuses was on conducting audits, and specifically cybersecurity audits. I think 70% or so of the first day, which was the regulators only, not the industry, not the day where the industry could attend. I'd say about 70% of that first day was covered on someone from the banking world who's done some financial audits, sort of walking through the regulators what they should look for in a cybersecurity audit. And then there was a lot of discussion about the various states not necessarily being prepared for cybersecurity audits, like who could do it. You know, should someone with a really technical background do it? And if you don't have a technical background, how can you do it? And so there was a lot of discussion there. They sort of had a playbook, I guess, if you will, or a manual of what to do for a cybersecurity audit, what to look for. That was shared with everyone there. And so I think that's going to be on the radar from some of the states that do their annual licensing exams, that they're going to start bringing in cybersecurity components to those exams. That was most of the first day. I think the second day where the industry could attend, there was, we had some updates from the FTC on, you know, what they had been doing in some of their enforcements. I was part of a panel that gave a data privacy and AI law update. And I think there was, I'm trying to remember here, what else did we do on the second day? I think there was, you know, just a large discussion on first party versus third party, how some of those, how some companies do both lines of business and how that process should work when you're looking at a licensing exam, since the first party line isn't always covered under the collection agency laws. There was also a discussion on, drawn a blank here. I'm sorry. I had it in my head there for a minute and then it left. I think that was the bulk of it. If something else comes to me, I can update in the announcements or, you know, whatever the catch-all thing we have at the end. But I think that was the bulk of it. you know, if anyone has any questions or anything about that, I can try to answer it. And if there's anything I left out that's generally in one of these updates, you know, let me know and I'll try to recall what was done there.
Okay. Thanks, Justin. Any questions for Justin?
This is Denise. No question for Justin. That was a good recap, but, can I get the dates of, the 2025 conference, Sydney, so that I can kind of prep for that temporarily?
I don't believe that I have those dates yet, but okay. I will reach out to the people who are more likely to know, and I'll get those to you as soon as I have them.
Okay. I tried to Google it, and they don't have anything on their website yet, so.
Yeah, unfortunately, our spring meeting is usually just a little too early for the dates to be published, and our fall meeting this past year fell a little before the conference actually happened. So our timing is just a little bit off right now. But
okay,
I'll get you those dates as soon as I can, and I'll also keep you posted what happens with the freeze and the budget and all of that as that moves forward. We're just in a we don't know situation, and so as we know, we'll keep you apprised.
Thank you.
The next item on our agenda is reports. Sydney, will you present those items?
I would be happy to. So we are going to start with our Central Investigations and Audit Unit reports. We had 7 cases that were closed for no jurisdiction, 58 that were closed for no violation, and 8 cases that were recommended closed by the case manager. And our investigation supervisor, Grace Hamilton, is on the call if anyone has any questions for her. Okay, hearing none, we'll go to our complaint investigation status report. So we currently have 6 that are in investigations, 8 that are in legal review, 38 that are in a management review, and 24 that have been closed. Looks like that encompasses 2024 and so far in 2025 for a grand total of 76 cases. Any questions on that one? Okay, then we will move on to our licensee count report. And I do want to preface this by saying that this report is going to be a little bit different moving forward. We've been given some direction by our division leadership that because these numbers don't really change on the licensing count report from meeting to meeting, that we're just going to move to reporting these verbally during the meeting on an annual basis. So it'll be the first meeting of the year that we'll kind of do a big annual report and share that out with you. The data will still be provided to the board in the board meeting packets. Those are available to the public upon request. So all of the information will still be available. It's just because there's not a whole lot of fluctuation from one meeting to the next. It helps to kind of take the year in review snapshot rather than one meeting to another. So with that, we currently have 233 collection agency licensees, 234 collection agency branches, 306 out-of-state collection agencies, and 470 out-of-state collection agency branches for a grand total of 1,243. If we can go to the next one. And this is just a look at our 5-year history on our licensee count. As the board can see, there has been a slight dip or slight decline over the last 5 years. So it is something to keep an eye on as we continue to move forward. With a lot of our professions, there can be additional outreach and things that are done for licensees. This profession, as you all know, is just a little bit different. And so that could just be kind of the natural course of where we're at with our licensees in the state. I think we are seeing a slight uptick so far in those 2025 numbers. They don't look crazy different from 2024, but it does look like there's a little higher. So we could just be in a little bit of a down cycle at the moment. It could just be kind of changes in the industry. So it's not something that I'm super concerned about right now in terms of program health, but it's just something that we will keep an eye on from a program health perspective on our side. Are there any questions on the licensee count report? Okay, then we will move right on to our action items, which will be a very quick one since we've already reviewed most of it. Actually, we've already reviewed all of it. So we've given the update regarding legal financial obligations as well as the WAC review. So are there any additional questions on either of those? Okay.
This is Mark. We had, I believe we had talked about if any other members added or any other changes occurred, or with new board members being appointed, do we need to wait until the next meeting, or can Chair Wade add people if necessary to any of these committees?
So because we are a 5-member board, we are capped at 2 people. So it would have to be asking somebody to step aside or Mr. Case's case if somebody were appointed to his position, then Chair Wade can make that change.
Okay, so we don't have to formally do that at a meeting. It can be done by the chair.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, with that, I think you guys are done hearing from me for the day.
And that means we are now in the public comments period. The public may address the board on matters within the board's jurisdiction, either verbally during the meeting or by submitting written comments in advance. Verbal comments are limited to 1 3-minute comment. Written comments are limited to no more than 500 words and must be emailed to board staff no less than 2 business days prior to the meeting. In response to all public comments, the board is limited to requesting that the matter be added to a future agenda for discussion or directing staff to study the matter further. Inflammatory comments and language will not be permitted. Board staff, do we have any written public comments to be read by the staff?
No, sir, we do not.
All right, then let's open it up for public comment. Is there anyone who'd like to make a verbal comment?
Yeah, I would, Chairman Wade. Is it okay just to speak up? I don't see a hand-raising function on the website.
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay, this is Kevin Underwood. How are you doing, Chair?
Good.
Just one comment, actually a question. You approved the minutes from the prior meeting. I didn't see any minutes posted to the website. I do see a transcript of the prior meeting, but if there are minutes that were considered and approved, I wonder if those could get up on the website so we can see those.
We can't really answer questions, but those will be posted within the next week. It takes about 4 business days for those to get posted, so we'll submit those today.
Okay, thank you. That's all.
Does anyone else have verbal comments from the public? Okay, hearing none, we will now enter the conclusion portion of our agenda. Do any board members have announcements they would like to share? Here are no announcements. Do any board members have items they would like to request for the next agenda? Hearing none, Alyssa, please review the action items and items for the next agenda.
Okay. For the action items, I have that I will schedule the committee meetings. So the first one being with Denise and Mark, and then the other one being with Justin and Denise. And then also I'll keep Denise in the loop about the 2025 travel for NACARA. And as soon as we know the dates, we'll share that with her as well. And I believe that's all I've captured so far. But again, about the meeting minutes, we'll get those posted as well. So.
Okay, thank you, everyone. The time is now 10:30, and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.